The message today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 1 to 18.
是从约翰福音五章一节到十八节。
Yeah, we go from verse 1 to 18.
就是从一节到十八节。
我们怎么读？是那个我读先读英文，然后你带他们一起读那个中文，好吗？Well, let's read in English, but my text is the English Standard Version, so ESV. If you have NIV, let's try to read together anyway. Okay, let's try our best.
Let's first read in English. 然后我们一起用英文先读一遍。
And then Elder Shiba will lead you read the whole passage again in Chinese.
然后我们一起来用中文读一遍。 This
is the word of the Lord. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnades. In these lay the multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am going another step stand before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, take your bed and walk." And at once the man was healed, and he took up his bed and walked. Now that day was the Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to take up your bed." But he answered them, "The man who healed me, the man said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk?'" Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, as there was a crowd in the place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you are well, sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had healed him. And this was why the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." This was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God.
大家请打开圣经，我们一起读约翰福音五章一节到十八节。请，这是以后到犹太人的一个节，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去，在耶路撒冷靠近羊门的一个池子，是个叫做比萨，旁边有五个篮子。 里面躺着瞎眼的，这个血迹一般的，有病的，在那里有一个人，病了38年，耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“医药痊愈吗？”耶稣回答说：“先生，水冻的时候，没有人到我那里来医治，我正去的时候。” 就有别人比我先下去，耶稣对他说：“起来，拿起褥子走吧，那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走。”安息日，所以犹太人对拿医好的人说：“今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。”他却回答说：“那时我痊愈了，对我说。” 拿着褥子走吧，他们问他说：“谁说那个褥子里的是什么人？”那医好的人不知道是谁，因为那里人多，耶稣已经躲开了。后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇更大的厉害。”那人。
圣经告诉犹太人，是他原意的是耶稣，所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这事。耶稣就对他们说：“我父做事直到如今，我也做事。”所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因为他在他们的安息日，并且忠诚的将自己和神当作敌人。
I don't know if you have a question about verse, a particular verse number 4.
那你对那个第四节是不是有问题？
In the Chinese, I think maybe verse number 4 is all with dots in the bottom.
那在中文的有些版本呢，底下就是一些那个简称简写的那个点了。
And some version, Chinese version may have a parenthesis around verse number 4.
那么有些呢就会有括号。
In the ESV that I'm reading, verse 4 just basically does not exist. It's not there.
那么我读这篇这个版本的那段是没有的。
And it's like that because scholars believe that verse is added very much later.
那为什么这样呢？因为有圣经的学者，多数圣经学者都这么看，是因为这一段经文呢是后面后人加的。
Yeah, because verse 4 is kind of interesting.
但是呢，这第四段经文呢，还第四节经文还是有点意思的。
If you can in your Bible, you can see verse number 4, it kind of explains why this man has been waiting waiting next to the pool for so long.
因为你看到这第四节经文，你就知道，哎，为什么这个人会在这个池子边等那么长时间
？Yeah, but in the scholars study all these manuscripts, these copies, they don't believe that this is original.
但是呢，很多圣经学者觉得呢，这是在原文里是没有的。
Yeah, but as we are believers,
但是我们作为基督徒，
You understand Christianity is kind of interesting.
那么你就会知道这基督呢，是基督教呢，还是蛮有意思的。
Because the Christianity has a focus on Jesus.
那基督教呢，是以基督以耶稣为中心。
And it's quite important for the church to understand who Jesus is.
那对教会来说，一定要懂得耶稣是谁。
To know who he is and know what he has done.
应该知道他是谁，他又做了什么事。
And therefore, you can understand why the church has spent close to 350 years to try to figure out who Jesus is.
那你也就懂得早期教会花了350年在搞懂耶稣究竟是谁。
And so you also understand why this passage actually gives us a picture of who Jesus is.
那么这段经文呢，也给我们一个。耶稣基督的影像。
And if you read the Gospel of John, you know John wrote this Gospel with a purpose.
如果全读了约翰福音，你就知道约翰写这本福音书的是有一个目标的。
And I believe in John chapter 20 verse 30 or 31.
那就是在第20章吧。
Yeah, John is saying that he wrote all these to prove that Jesus is the Son of God.
那耶稣约翰写这本福音就向人证明耶稣是神的儿子。
And so today, when we read this story, it's kind of important for us to understand who Jesus is.
那么今天呢，我们读了这些故事，我们也就懂得耶稣是谁。
The main thing about this story is that you see Jesus has healed a person who has been paralyzed for 38 years.
那今天我们读这段经文就在讲耶稣治愈了医治了这个病人病了38年。
Yeah, from the perspective of other religions, or actually from my perspective,
从其他的宗教来看，或者从我的角度来看呢？
I may not want to save this guy.
那我也可能不想医治他。
And when you read the story, you kind of understand why it's the case.
你读一读，你也知道为什么你可能不想医治这个人。
When you see the story, is that you see the Gospel of John has the first four chapters before this story.
你读约翰福音呢，也在这个故事前面呢，约翰福音呢已经有四章了。
From John chapter 2 to John chapter 4 is a cycle.
那么从第二章到第四章呢，就是一个圈子。
It starts from a miracle in Cana, and it ends with another miracle in Cana.
你知道，在迦拿有第一个神迹，然后呢，这是第二章的一开始。第四章结束呢，又在迦拿有一个神迹。
And now on this story, in John chapter 5, we can say this is maybe the third miracle in the whole book.
今天呢，我们要讲的就是，你可以说在约翰福音里是第三个神迹。
And Jesus moved away from where he grew up in the north, in Galilee. He moved south and go to Jerusalem.
耶稣呢，从他成长的地方，他就是在北边，现在到了南边，就到耶路撒冷来了。
If you read the gospel, when you see Jesus move down to south to Jerusalem, you almost can smell troubles.
那你看圣经呢，你知道耶稣基督一到南边，你就有问题出现。
And because when Jesus goes into Jerusalem, what he say, what he do, it often irritates all these Jewish people. And here, Jesus irritates some Jewish people by his good deed. He do good things, but he irritates them.
这里呢，就是耶稣基督做的是好事，但是呢，把犹太人给惹恼。
You may actually do that. You may have done actually done it as a Christian. Well, there was at that time there was still a temple. The temple is supposed to be beautiful. I think it's called a so-called second temple. I think it's gold plated. It's very beautiful.
应该是当时是第二个圣殿，应该是镀金的、镶金的，什么漂亮。And
in the temple area, there's an area called the Sheep Gate, and there's a pool.
那就是在这个圣殿旁边呢，就有一个门，这个门呢就叫阳门，阳门旁边呢就有这个池子。And
a pool is not a small pool.
那这个池子呢，并不是很小。
I often go to the YMCA in the northeast or the YMCA in Haverford. The pool there is small compared to this one. The archaeologists dig this up and see this pool as the size of a football field.
考古学家呢，把这个池子呢，后来挖掘出来了。那这个池子呢，就像一个足球场那么大。And
it can be as deep as 20 feet.
那甚至有20尺深。Actually,
20 feet is quite scary.
你想想看，20尺深呢，还是蛮吓人的。And
if you cannot walk in your lane, even if you try to get into it, it's kind of scary.
如果你是个瘸腿的，你不能走路，你想到这个池子那么深，是蛮吓人的。
And a place called Bethesda, and there are like five roofed colonnades.
那这个地方呢，就叫比士大，比士大旁边呢有五个篮子。And
the place is filled with handicapped people.
那么在那里呢，就有很多这个残疾人。You
rarely see it today in the U.S. in the States.
那在美国现在呢，也常看到残疾人。
You wonder. If you even see a blind or someone like a beggar on the street, you wonder why he or she is there.
如果你在马路上看见一个瞎眼的或者一个讨饭的，你就在想，哎，他为什么会在这里？
In those days, there's no like doctor or very high technology.
在那时候呢，没医生的，也没有现在的技术。And
so these handicapped people are lying around. Around a pool to expect a miracle to happen. What happened in verse 4 is that it explains what happened there.
这个古卷里面呢就有这个第四节经文在解释为什么。
We verse 4 kind of expect that if there's some wave in the pool.
那第四节经文就说这个池子呢有时候会搅动，会有波浪。
If the water is stirred out.
如果池子呢是被搅动了呢？
Is some angel coming down from heaven to play?
是因为天使从天上下来了，把这个池子的水给搅动了。
And so when you right at that moment you go into the pool,
如果你就在那时你能够到那个池子里
，you'll be healed.
那你就得治愈了，就痊愈了。
I think you'll be fine if you have some skin problem.
我在想呢，如果你是因为你的病是皮肤病了，大概挺好。
It is fine if you're blind.
如果你是瞎子的话，也许行。
But there will be problem if you are lame.
但是呢，如果你瘸腿呢，这就很麻烦了。
How can you compete with these other people who can walk and jump into the pool?
那你和其他人你怎么能够竞争呢？人家会很快的就跳到去。
And this man has been around the pool for 38 years.
这个人呢就在这个池子旁边呢38年。
38 years is a long time.
38年。
Well, we probably this guy is not a lame since birth.
我们在想着也许他出生并不是瘸子。
How can you put a baby by the pool?
那么你们怎么能把一个婴儿放在一个池子边呢？
So he must be older than 38 years old.
他肯定比38岁还要老。
And the thing is, if he has been there for so long, for 38 years,
你在想，你在那等了38年。
And if no one cares about him,
没有人关心你。
I wonder if there is something wrong with him.
那也许他有些问题。
No one wants to touch him.
没有人想碰。
Or no one wants to help him.
没有人愿意帮他。
He in society who basically knows everybody.
在那个社会是。任何人都知道其他人的，对不对？
Think about this. 38 years, no one cares. No one wants to touch him.
那么再想想，38年，没有人想碰他，没有人关爱。
Well, just a little bit of help and throw him into the pool, and he'll be healed, right?
如果人想给他一点帮忙，把他推到池子里，那他就得痊愈。
But no one ever done that.
没有人。
You can get a hint of that from some other verses in the Bible.
那你在这一个经文里面能够看出来一些苗头。
You understand, he was healed, and the Jewish people saw him.
你后来你看见这些经文，我们知道他是被治愈了，被痊愈了。然后呢，犹太人也看到他了。
And people ask him, who has healed you?
人会问他，谁是你痊愈的
？And he say, I don't know his name.
他会说我不知道，我不知道名字。
Because Jesus has withdrew his like a slip away.
因为呢，耶稣在那时候离开了，走开了。
And then you understand you see that there is a place where he actually learned of Jesus' name, and then you see what he has done.
后来呢，你们看见他知道耶稣的名字，你们就知道他又做了什么事。
Verse 15.
后来第15节是什么？
Now, after he talked to Jesus, the man went away and told the Jews that he was Jesus who had healed him.
他和耶稣基督谈话了以后呢，他就去告诉犹太人说是耶稣基督使他痊愈了。
That sounds okay.
你想想，也许可以吧。
But read 16.
但是呢，你从第16节呢，你可能读出一些问题来。
16 say, and this was why the Jews were persecuting Jesus.
第十六节就是在跟你讲，为什么犹太人要逼迫耶稣
？That makes him sound as spy.
这是在使得这个被治愈的这个人呢，像一个叛徒，像一个间谍一样。
Sounds like he didn't want to get in trouble with the Jews, so he reported Jesus' name to the Jews.
就是反正这个人呢，他想在犹太人呢，他不想找麻烦，他就告诉犹太人，耶稣把他治愈了。
Yeah, and there is some other indication that this guy is not so perfect either.
当然我们知道这个人呢，确实不是很完美。
Because you remember what Jesus has said to him.
你也知道耶稣怎么告诉他的。
Jesus met him in the temple, verse 14.
那第十一节
After Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you are well. Sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you." What is Sansa? Is Sansa warning? Not everyone will have this kind of not all the handicaps will be handicapped because of their sins. Yeah, you lost your job not because you necessarily mean that you've done anything wrong. Sometimes you hurt just because you have done something right. But this guy is different. From Jesus' perspective, as he Jesus knows this man. Jesus asked him to sin no more. That means his feet and his physical problem because of his sin. Well, but you understand this. Jesus healed him. He went to the Jews and reported Jesus. What do we call this kind of person? Chinese, what do you call him?
中文怎么说呢?
走狗吗? betrayed, he basically betrayed Jesus.
出卖人吗?
Jesus knew him and he betrayed him.
耶稣基督把他拒绝了,
that's why I'm telling you, I may not really want to help this guy. And I don't think any religion in this world will help a person like that. But look at it this way, Jesus did. Jesus approached him next to the fool. Talk to him. Well, the guy actually misunderstood what Jesus had said. Jesus asked him, "Do you want to be healed?" The man said, "Oh, sir, I have no one put me into the pool, so what can I do?" Jesus offered him an apple. He's kind of saying, "Jesus, I really want a watermelon." You gave me the wrong thing. But Jesus helped him anyway. Why? He's God, he's gracious. Because he's gracious like that, we can be saved. We usually drive a wedge between ourselves and a guy like that. Yeah, but we made a distinction. Hey, look at that. At least we are in the church. And these guys out there are not. Those people are no good. But this story teaches us to bring ourselves close to a guy like that. Because he's not the only one in the Bible who betrayed Jesus. All those who have followed Jesus betrayed him at the trial.
So,
They only dared to stand at a distance to look at him. So the Bible has a way to tell the story so that he's saying, do you know this? This is you. And we are here not because of the good things we have done. We are here because our God is good. Jesus is good. He's willing to do that even for us. If you go on and read the story, you will see something else about Jesus. Not just to know his graciousness. You see, these guys hear what the man said and actually they want to kill him. They want to kill him not because he had actually done something wrong. Jesus has done something so good that Jesus has undermined the teaching of these people. Have you experienced this? Is there some good things you have done? Good things that you have said has become a threat to other people. Actually, in the Bible, you see a lot of stories like that. Many stories like that in the book of Acts. The apostles get into trouble because he saves some people, and then it becomes a threat to the economy of the society. And you see that in this story here, this was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him. Because not only he was breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God. What we understand Jesus is that we worship Jesus. And we follow him. Because not just he has done good things, but that he is worthy of our worship. The story here put an equal sign between Jesus and God. You read the book of Genesis, you see that God used 6 days to create the whole world. Of course, you read in the Bible, Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. On those 3 verses, you say God has rested. But I think what rested means that he has rested from the work of creation. You see, as he continued with his work, you know that he continued, after he's created the world, he still continued to sustain the world. So when Jesus talks about his work on Sabbath, it's not something that he's trying to say to undermine the Sabbath rest.
啊，这也就是说，耶稣为什么在讲他安息日做事，不是说啊把安息日当作没有。
And this is also you can understand why Jesus would allow his disciples to do good things to take care of those in need on the Sabbath.
这也就是你看见耶稣基督教训他的门徒们在安息日可以啊做一些啊帮助别人的事。
And you also understand why when Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath, he has a provision for doing things on Sabbath that is comply with everything that he was told to do by the Father.
这是耶稣基督就是安息日的主，因为天父告诉他要做的工，他就可以做。
Yeah, he said, my Father is working until now, and I am working.
那他是这么说的，我是啊，我父做事，直到如今我也做事。
He makes a lot of people unhappy.
他说这话使得很多人不开心。
But in all of that, he may actually die and to glorify God.
直到后来，他确实也是为此啊，他死了，但是他仍然是。
On the things we do, we may try to avoid troublesome people.
那么有些时候呢，我们不想找麻烦，我们就没做好事。
We try to cut relationship with all these other people that we think we deem troublesome.
那么我们和那些有些人我们认为他要找制造麻烦的人呢，我们跟他断绝关系。
I think most of the time we're trying to protect ourselves.
但好多时候呢，我们是为了保护我们自己。
Jesus, you see that Jesus withdrew in some of the instances. In some of the stories, he withdrew from the crowd.
你在很多这个圣经里面也看到，耶稣也会躲开，也会像在众人面前躲开。
But he do that to time his death.
那他做的也是因为他受死是有定时的。
But he's not trying to avoid that. He knows that he will go through that.
他并不是说我不他不愿意去做那事，他知道他会将来一定要做这事。
I think for us,
对我们来说
，this story is important because of that.
这个故事呢就很重要。
There are things that you will try to avoid.
在这个世上呢，我们也许会避免做一些事情。
I wonder if Chinese would avoid more than the Americans.
或者呢，也许中国人呢，在这个躲事上面，可能比美国人还躲得多一点。
And we are pretty good with it.
哎，我们也很好，在躲事上面也很欢喜。
And Americans are pretty direct in the culture. What is they to do? They say to your face.
那美国人呢是比较直接的，他的文化比较直接，有时候他们告诉你就。当面的直接了当的告诉你。
But sometimes in the Chinese wisdom, when we try to avoid things.
那么在中国的智慧里头呢，我们就躲事。
It creates quite a number of other troubles.
那么，但是到最后呢，这个问题呢，可能就越来越大。
Avoiding death can cause trouble to other people.
那躲一些事呢，可能对更多的人造成麻烦。
So Jesus did not really try to do that.
那耶稣呢，确实没有避免他的死亡。
Of course, this story does not teach us to commit suicide in some obvious places. But the thing is, Jesus has done that for a certain purpose. He knows that some trouble he has to face in order that he will glorify God. And so today in our life, if we try to avoid troublesome people,
那么在我们的生活中，如果我们有时候想避免一些麻烦人呢
，consider some people to be permanently handicapped.
那就在想，有些人也许他就是残疾。
We will have to come back here and understand what Jesus has done and who he is for us.
那我们就会回到这段经文。来想一想，耶稣基督做了什么？耶稣基督要做。
Because sometimes in our life, some people somehow will consider us to be permanently handicapped also.
当然，也许在我们的生命中，也许别人有人会看。 看我们，我们实际上也参与。
But Jesus has done a special thing for us.
但是耶稣基督为我们做了特别的事。
So we should repent from avoiding conflicts.
那么我们应该就是认罪悔改，就是我们有时候啊想避免不是这个罪上的悔改。
We should repent from trying to try so hard to avoid problems on our own.
那么我们应该认罪悔改，就是呢，我们有时候呢靠自己的力量，也尽大的力量去避免一些事麻烦事。
And ask for wisdom to face people like that.
我们求神给我们智慧，我们就可以面对这样的麻烦。
In order that we can be Christ's ambassador in this world.
这样我们才能做基督的大使。
The world is pretty troubled.
这个世界是很多麻烦。
But we believe whatever God has given us in our hearts.
但是我们相信，不管神在我们心里放什么
is greater than anything in this world.
他在我们心里所放的比这个世上任何事情都大。
That's from 1 John chapter 4, verse 4.
对，就是就约翰书信的约翰一书第四章。
四章四节。
四章四节。
The life we have received from Christ is very special.
神给我们的光是很特殊的。
We have God's life today in Jesus.
神给我们的光就是耶稣基督。
We have Jesus as our wisdom of our life.
耶稣基督就是我们生命中的智慧。
And we have a wisdom actually beyond this world.
我们的智慧比这个世上所有的智慧都高。
So let's pray in the new year.
那让我们一起在这个新年里祷告。
Chinese have this privilege to have two new years.
我们中国人很有恩典，我们有两个新年。
So if you like decide to do something on January 1st and you mess it up.
如果你在一月一号你想做事，但是你没做成。
You have another chance.
你有第一个。第二次机会
The Chinese New Year
中国的新年
So make use of this chance
那么就把握住这个机会
Understand the Lord
认识神
In order that we can in the New Year we know how to face what's before us
那么在这个新年呢我们就可以面对我们这世上的麻烦
To continue to learn to love God and to love the people
那么我们就可以爱神爱人
Let us pray. Father, we come before you to acknowledge our inability to be good. We acknowledge our sins in displeasing you. We have often categorized people according to our standard. We have not looked at the world, have not looked at the people around us according to your heart. And so, Father, we ask that you will forgive us. Make this wisdom in Jesus real to us. This life that we have in Jesus to become powerful for us. So we will be ready for a new year. And that we may walk with you in this new year. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.